Now, if you will, pray with me. Say, Father, I need ears.
Father, I need ears.
To hear.
To hear.
Eyes to see.
What your Holy Spirit
is saying through your word.
Is saying through your word.
Not for the neighbor.
Not for the neighbor.
But for me.
But for me.
Amen?
Amen.
Okay. I quoted 2 Corinthians 5:17 a little earlier when we were taking Holy Communion, which is, therefore, if anyone is in Christ Jesus, he is a new creation. The old has gone and the new has come. Amen. When you and I accept Jesus as our Lord and as our Savior into our hearts, what we were is transformed to a new, brand new start in God, because now our inner man is alive to God and his message. I want to take you to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, which is where we were on Sunday. And we're going to back it up to verse 1. It says, therefore, since through God's mercy we have this ministry, we do not lose heart. Rather, we have renounced secret and shameful ways. We do not use deception, nor do we distort the word of God. On the contrary, by setting forth the truth plainly, we commend ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. So, in other words, St. Paul is saying to the Corinthians, we haven't got an ulterior motive. We're letting you know up front what we're all about. Verse 3 says, and even if our gospel or our good news is veiled, it is veiled to those who are perishing. Someone may be talking to another about the Lord, but the person is not interested. What do? You shut up because you're wasting your time. You are literally wasting your time trying to convince somebody that God is real. You're just going to wear yourself out, and they're going to walk away saying, that nut. So you know, squirrels will be around.
Half the time they're not ready to hear it.
Verse 4. The God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ. So if they're blinded, they can't see. If their ears are full of whatever, they can't hear. Now, the good news is that the glory of Christ, who is the image of God, I want to concentrate on that one verse. Christ is the image of God. Now, who's got an amplified Bible with them? Go for it, Mary Jo. Nice and loud.
It says, for the God of this world has blinded the unbelievers' minds that they should not discern the truth, preventing them from seeing the illuminating light of the gospel of the glory of Christ the Messiah, who is the image and likeness of God.
If you keep that part of information in your mind when you're reading the New Testament, you're seeing God's will in every aspect of his walk with the Father. You're seeing a loving, compassionate leader who's full of mercy, never condemning anybody, never slapping anybody or giving them a kick in the right place to get them to move in order to become something different than what they are. He acknowledges every single one of them. He lifts each one of them up. He doesn't beat them over the head with a 2x4. He doesn't do it. He takes, and I've given you this example many times, the woman at the well who had 5 husbands, and now she's living with number 6. What does he say to her? You need living water. That's not a 2x4. Living water is the Holy Ghost. So you need to keep that in mind. He's got a tax collector when he walks into this city. Tax collectors were like the mafia of today. Tax collectors paid the government for their position so that they could charge whatever they could get away with. And they knew who had the money in town because they lived in it. So, if so-and-so came through the gate, they would charge them whatever they could manage. And Jesus said to Matthew, who was a tax collector, follow me. Matthew picked up, dropped his funny finances, because they were funny, they were whatever he could get away with, and he followed him. Now, tax collectors would be at the bottom of the hierarchy of that day in the status of purposing that they were awesome people. They were hated by everybody, including the wealthy. Why?
Because they had to
give
more money.
Yeah, no kidding. And they had the authority of the government of Rome to take over their property if they didn't obey. Would you choose this kind of a guy and say, follow me?
And I just happened to think when you said that, what made him just drop everything and follow him?
Well, because there was something going on inside his heart.
Change.
He had heard that this guy was different. He wasn't religious. He knew the high mucky mucks of the town. He knew the ones that were highly placed and who had big pockets full of gold. And he taxed them accordingly. But this guy said, follow me. And here's Matthew. Now, I mean, he's got brains. Mm-hmm. He's got math in his side. He knows how to make money. And he knows how to keep it.
That's what I mean. Like, there had to, all of them just dropped what they were doing. And
unless the Father draws,
yep,
nothing happens. So, who's been praying for Matthew?
Many, maybe.
Ah, could be his wife. She's probably sick of having a crook in her bed. Well, come on now.
Right, but I mean,
do you think she went to the well in freedom when everybody in town is saying, your husband's stealing from my husband? Oh! Come on, guys. Think about this. Okay? She's ashamed of going anywhere. Her kids are probably being persecuted regularly. Who's praying for Matthew? Yeah, no kidding. Come on, make it real.
I just thought of that when you said he dropped everything.
He did?
Yeah. Oh, I know it. And I've read it 1,000 times, but like it never hit me till you just said it.
He's the image of the Heavenly Father. He's the image of God. He is not a political right doer or left doer. He's a healer. He's a lover of the broken. Why do you think Matthew took the job to begin with?
To be a tax collector?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he was miserable. Money.
He wanted money.
Greed.
Greed. What else?
Lust.
Lust. What else?
Power.
Power. Yes, power. Position. What else?
Pride.
Pride, yes.
Envy.
Huh?
Envy.
Envy, yes.
Gluttony.
Huh?
Gluttony.
Gluttony, yes. All of the above.
All seven deadly sins.
Ah! Are you catching on now?
One leads to the other.
No kidding. Plus, he was not looked upon by anybody with value. So he had to be what?
A crook. They got the attention.
He was a loner, and he was a crook from the beginning. And God still said, come on, buddy. Yeah, but how much courage did it take for him to drop his gold right there in the street and keep on flowing with the guy who turned the corner?
It took an immense amount of courage. It took everything he had.
Yeah!
It cost him everything that he acquired to do it.
Right! It cost him! You see, following the Lord is going to cost you your pride. It's going to cost you your gluttony. Can I go on and give you the? Can you give him the glory?
And yeah, it's worth it in the end.
Well, yeah, because in the end you have eternal life.
Yeah.
Plus, he's going to crown you with crowns that you could never gain any other way. Amen? So, you see, when you look at the word, you've got to read between the lines. Okay? Don't just read what the story is, because the story is only there to open you up. What I'm trying to do is to awaken you to go deeper. You know, how many people prayed before you came into the kingdom?
Oh my God.
Come on now. I'm hitting you home. How many people were disgusted to see you wasting your life?
Too many to count.
You have no clue, do you?
Not really.
Can't even count because it wouldn't really.
Could have been your grandmother, could be your grandfather, could be a friend. Could be an irritation that, oh my God, if they were only believers, I could talk to them.
Just about anybody that kicked that passed away before.
It could be somebody that went home to be with the Lord and said, oh my kid down there, don't forget.
Don't touch that.
Are you catching on? What do you think it was like when Matthew was having dinner with this man that has now chosen him and brought everything about him to the surface for the entire town to see?
Must have been awkward.
Yes. Plus the critics came after him and said, what are you doing in a sinner's house?
Probably embarrassed, ashamed of himself. More embarrassed by the fact that he did it in a public place.
Yeah. And everybody in town probably knew where he lived.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? Because he's got big bucks to sit out a big table. But the ones that are religious are saying, what?
Welcome.
No. The religious folks
are criticizing.
Yes!
Why are you in his house?
Why are you in a sinner's house? Why are you hanging around with prostitutes? And he responded, what? The sick don't need a doctor. So it proves that Matthew was very much a loner. He was very broken and very depressed, because otherwise he would have never left his money there. And he followed the Lord with a faith that the Lord could set him free. What does that say about you and me now? Wow.
Kim, if I could share, I take that in a personal way because I was a collector. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to be a collector. But when I prayed about it, the Lord said, I want you to be one. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know anything about it and went in, and it was step by step and asking him each step of the way. Mm-hmm. And it is not the easiest position.
No.
It's very difficult. Mm-hmm. It's very rewarding.
Yeah.
There's a challenge in it.
Yes.
And I found that as I did it the way I was supposed to do it,
yeah,
it really wasn't as difficult as my mind.
But don't forget, in that day, it wasn't different. What it is today.
But I can relate a little bit. So that's, yes, why I said I took it personally, because I can imagine, mm-hmm, I mean, the money that he got was his.
Yes.
It's a little different.
For you, it was being used for the welfare of the city, town, whatever.
Right. But I know how difficult it is, because when you say to someone, when I would say who I was and why I was calling, mm-hmm, they pretty much would spit.
Yes.
Because
on your glasses?
They owed, yeah, again, because they owed that.
Yes.
But they would do. They would go through all kinds of contortions. Why do they have to pay it? And
right.
God gave me the ability to be able to say, "Here's the facts. You owe it.
Uh-huh.
You come up with it, you make the payments, so but I wasn't one to bang them over the head because that isn't the way God wanted it done.
Right.
And they couldn't understand. I got criticized, as you say, the religious.
Yeah.
I got criticized by my supervisors.
Sure.
You're not going to collect anything being nice, so just forget it. I said, but I can't do it. I'm not you. I'm me.
Right.
And I can only do it the way I know.
Right.
So if it has... if it works, mm-hmm. could I just do it? Give me a chance to... Mm-hmm. And they did. And they changed things around.
They changed around because...
God prospered it.
Yeah.
And they could not figure out what it was. They'd have people sitting to be able to listen to what I was saying and hearing that whole conversation so they could do the same thing. So they... Mm. But they couldn't. They couldn't...
You know why?
Because God had his stamp on it.
Yes.
It was his... And no one was going to copy it.
Yes.
I said all that for, I don't know why I said it, but because I could relate so well to...
How many of you can relate to what she said?
Yes.
David.
I could to an extent because I have debt, so I wish that some of the people called where it would be like, at least, you know, like not like rude about it.
Right.
So I dealt with some where I gave it, where I'm embarrassed to admit I gave it back.
Yeah.
Because there, I can tolerate to an extent.
Yeah.
But... there's one debt that I have that I feel I shouldn't pay. It's one that was caused because of the negligence of the bank. And they still call and send me notices every month. And I'm like, well, you'll get your money, but you're the last one on the list. I told them that every time they call. I said, you can call
50 times if you want, right?
I'll keep calling until I turn blue in the face. You're not getting it until right. you, all the others are paid. So have fun waiting.
But what I'm trying to give you an understanding of is the character of Jesus. That's what I want you to see. You know, the focus is not on Matthew as much as it is on he was able to see something in our Savior that he hadn't seen in the other religious folks. And I mean, that's pretty intense. And if you can comprehend that truth and to be aware that the entire region was changed because of one man. One man. And then he ordained 12 and one flubbed out. And even there, the fullness of what was really taking place was intended of God. So, you know, a lot of times we have this awareness of the Lord. But I think tonight, if you get the reality that the Christ, the Anointed One, was really the image of God, walking physically on the earth, and they could not digest it. The ones that he wanted to awaken were the religious folks, but they insulted him. He went after those that were broken. He went after those that were lonely. They went and he delivered them. You know, sometimes I think, why did you choose me, Lord? Why? Okay? And the reason is like what you pointed out. So that you could do a job and become an example of who? Yeah, exactly. And others will learn as the kingdom develops. Verse 5. For we do not preach ourselves, but Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants, for Jesus' sake. For God who said, let light shine out of darkness, made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure in jars of clay. That's this. To show that this all surpassing power is from God and not from us. So St. Paul is saying, there's something within me, it's his spirit. And his spirit is inside of each and every one of us that have bowed our knee and said, Jesus, take over. I've created some messes. I've made some mistakes, but good grief, I can relate to Matthew. He was a mess, and he said, follow me. So if you've ever had a mess and never made a mess, you can't follow. But those who have messed up, they know.
Amen.
Okay? And they know inside that they can't heal themselves. That's why they bow. James chapter 1, is your life full of difficulties and trials of many kinds? Then rejoice, for God has a plan to set you free. Close your eyes. Say, is my life full of difficulties? And darkness.
And
hopelessness. Like some in my family. I'm lifting them up right now. I know you can make yourself real to them.
I know that Jesus can go visit.
And he'll say to them, when they're ready, to follow him. And it'll be an awesome resurrection. They'll come out of darkness. They will come into his light. And his light will radiate on them. And set them free. Like he's done with me. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
And you've got to share some hugs with each other. And I was told that Sunday is Fellowship Sunday. Yes.
Second.